Could you, kind of just assess the performance in general, the run game against Sputter? Obviously, the passing game is pretty.
Yeah.
Kind of assess it overall.
Yeah, I have to go back and watch the film and figure out what was good and what broke down. But as you guys could tell, you know, we wanted to come out and throw the ball more in this game and kind of try to get a feel for where we really are in the passing game, because we know we're going to need both here down the stretch. And that's a defense that I think is a very good defense. And they don't always get put in the best situations throughout the season, but like I said to our offense, I said, this is a defense that tackles well. They're well coached. Luke does a good job. And, I think when we broke down, it was because, we either lost focus or didn't execute all the way down the field. And a good defense is going to force you to work the ball down the field like that. They're not just going to let you, take long shots. Even when we tried to shoot the ball down the field, you could tell that they're just backing up, and but it's good for them to feel that as well. But now that as we throw and catch, we have to be efficiently working the ball down the field, and all it takes is one play to be off, and you find yourself off schedule. And it was good in the first drive. We came out and found ourselves in a third and long and made a great throw and catch to score, and then it's good to get a turnover early to get the rhythm going. But we'll look and see how the run game. To me, looking at it, we left some meat on the bone in the run game for sure. But to see us throw the ball, we did, was a big step in the right direction. And I thought Julian made some really good decisions in the RPO game. I thought he checked the ball down for the most part when he needed to, and then his off schedule plays were excellent to me. He found his checkdowns at times, but the scramble plays, like the one to Brandon, was really well done, and found a few other ones as well.
Here's Stephon.
Coach, follow up a bit on the run game there. We saw Isaiah West get some opportunities later at Illinois, yeah. Get some opportunities again today. What have you liked from him and kind of the way he's grown on the depth chart?
Yeah, I got to watch the runs on the coach's copy, but on the iPad on the sideline, two runs I thought were good. One for 7, and I forget what the other one was for, but hit him good. I just kind of liked the way, and then there was two guys in the hole that he made miss. So good sign for a young back. So we'll kind of see what it looks like and see where we're going from here.
I think it was 14.
Those are good runs, And so, we're going to look at everything and do everything we can to make sure that we're efficient and we're balanced. So.
Left, Rob Holler.
Yeah, Ryan. The goal is to win the game, but is there any thought given to getting stats for guys ever in games like this, in terms of maybe whether it's for awards or Heisman? I mean, Julian Sam was in there kind of late and had really good stats.
Well, I think we're still growing, so we're still trying to build on all of this. But what we can do is what you just said, and that's hard to do sometimes because these guys work hard, and we try to do what we can to make sure that guys get touches. But when you start to focus on those things, you can find yourself way out of whack. I'm not sitting here and saying that sometimes we don't do that. We're guilty of that sometimes because we love our guys and we want to do that, but we have to stay disciplined, and that's what goes back to being unselfish. And that's it. Guys have to understand, and the number one goal is to win the game, but we're going to do everything we can to make sure guys get touches the best we possibly can, staying within the system and not putting our offense at risk of sputtering on a drive and not scoring a touchdown.
Right next door, Cameron.
Ryan, you mentioned teams kind of playing deep coverage on you guys, so you can't throw deep. That touchdown to Carnell, the first one, seems similar, and Julian just kind of found a very small window and just fit it in there. How has Julian progressed in those type of throws and kind of fitting things deep in small windows?
I'll let you know how that one happened. Brandon was out, so that was actually going to be Brandon in the slot. But because Brandon was out, we moved Quincy over into the boundary. We moved Carnell to the slot, which he had not run that play in practice one time. He actually ran that play against Purdue as a freshman and got a big play down the middle. And what it was we were running down the field against a coverage where what we call two Tampa or tricky, and he stuttered on the tricky player. So it was a stutter on him and then went by him. And then Julian got pushed off his mark and had to slide, so he was a little late getting it to him. And so he threw a good ball, but it was a little bit late. And so Carnell had to come back and make a contested catch over the defender's head, and I just thought that was a really great catch. Just that's an All-American catch. And so for him to make a play like that early in the game set the tone. But, yeah, I mean, those are the things, you know, when you're trying to get it down the field, you got to find double moves. You got to try in as many ways as you can to push it down the field. But yeah, big-time throw and catch.
Yeah, just to follow up on Julian, for him to be, you know, redshirt freshman 7 games into his Ohio State career and playing the way he's playing, just how impressed are you with the way that he's developed?
I'm impressed with his preparation. I sit in those meetings with Billy and you know, he and Lincoln, and the amount of information that you know, he's processing and those guys go through in those meetings is well done. And when you see it translate to on the field, that's winning football. And so when you just can take a meeting to the field as quickly as he can and then see it and then process it, you know, is he perfect? No, there's things he's going to work to get better at, but man, he's got a bright future ahead of him.
Over here to the right, Austin. Ryan, you've talked a lot in the last couple of weeks about Jeremiah and maybe being the best player in America, in your opinion. How close is Carnell in that conversation?
Well, I mean, you know, his play speaks for itself, and I mean, the catch he made early on is tremendous. You see some of those catches he makes on the sidelines. He's a great blocker. You know, he is playing himself to be, you know, again, you know, first rounder and an All-American. And, you know, he's just a different style of player than Jeremiah, but just as dangerous and just as good. And, you know, to see somebody who, you know, has put the work in and, you know, again, you heard me say it before, put the dirty work in, and now he's, you know, seeing a lot of the balls come his way, and he's seeing a lot of play, you know, the throw and catch on the back shoulder fade, and all those things are working for him, and it's great to see him, you know, have success, you know, with the numbers he's getting now, because this is a guy that sacrificed a lot in the past, a little bit last year, you know, and had to, you know, put the work in and then maybe not see the numbers and see the results, but had faith in the program and stuck in there and believed in the culture, and now you're seeing it pay off for him. And that's a great sign for everybody on the team, you know, including the young players, and but are all positions.
Do two more. Dave Holmes.
Hi, Ryan. Despite the dominance, now you've been adamant that you think there's still room to improve. So just off the top of your head, a couple things you want to accomplish over the bye that you feel like you guys could improve on.
Well, I mean, some of the run game, you know, needs to be better, I think, but we'll go back and figure out what's going on with that. I think, you know, we had the special teams breakdown, which we can't have happen. That can cost you a game, and that was ridiculous. So, you know, there are certainly areas that I won't get into because I don't want to give anybody anything to look at. But, you know, we know what our issues are, and we have to continually work on them to get them better. And then continually put guys in position to be successful, because sometimes it isn't always the issues as it is. All right, here's a strength of somebody. How do we put them in a position to go do that? And in all three phases. So that's our job as coaches. Bye week comes at a good time. We can kind of get healthy here. We know we got a big one at Penn State at home. So we'll take a couple days to catch our breath and then get back after it.
The last question, Joey Coffin.
Ryan, you talked at the start about you wanted to kind of see where you can get out of the passing game, how much they can handle. Julian's been 40-plus times a game, which means they're more than he has much this year. I guess what you feel like you learned about is just the volume that he shoulders in that regard.
Well, you know, we kept calling him, so, you know, he was doing well. You know, I think he's accurate. He makes good decisions. And, you know, when he stays on schedule, you know, we can move the ball right down the field. And, no, I'm pretty shocked if he didn't grade out a champion to me. I thought he played really well in this game. But I will say we've been here for 15 minutes and really haven't talked much about the defense, who just shut the team out over here. So let's talk about the defense real quick. First off, to get the turnover early in the game was tremendous. And, you know, we knew that they wanted to, you know, we've seen them against some, you know, really good defenses just, you know, run the ball, and we knew we had to stop the run in this game. And so we had, you know, put a lot of time into that, and the defensive staff and our guys. And then to get the turnover early was good on the road, because we want to be consistent. We see what happens across the, again, college football week in and week out, so we can't have letdowns. So when the defense is playing like that and creating turnovers in a short field, that helps us get a fast start. And so we just kept playing, and that was great. But one of my favorite parts of the game was the way that we ended. And that's, you know, when guys are on the sideline and they want to, you know, hold to the shutout, and you know, some of the depth guys are in there and everyone's screaming and yelling because it isn't about the score, it's not about the results, it's about the process, and that's it. And the guys are playing for each other, and that's another good sign. So hats off to the defense again, another shutout. This is, I hope nobody's getting used to that, because like, you know, that doesn't just happen. You know, this is a lot of hard work that gets put in. And you know, give the defense a ton of credit, give the staff a bunch of credit. And obviously, our guys on defense played their tails off.
So thank you, Coach.
Yeah.